USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The top Democrat in the U.S. House says everyone except Trump-aligned Republicans in the House want bipartisan compromise on immigration.
We're in a period of divided government. That means we should be trying to find bipartisan common ground.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He supports bipartisan efforts toward national security and compromised border security legislation. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate measure is inadequate. Jeffries argues that Johnson and House Republicans haven't read it yet. An early year atmospheric river is drenching parts of California this week, bringing the threat of significant flooding and mudslides. The rainfall and high winds began Saturday, and according to the National Weather Service, they could last through Wednesday this week. California Governor Gavin Newsom's already declared an emergency for 8 Southern California counties being heavily impacted by the storms. President Biden campaigning out west over the weekend while winning the Democratic primary in South Carolina.
South Carolina, we did it again.
President Biden at a campaign stop in Las Vegas over the weekend. The president winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday.
You did it for me again. Thank you. 2020 and now again 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing. Let's win it all.
We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which has become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. I'm Laura Winters.
The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge officially cancels the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The court will establish a fresh trial date when a decision is made on the immunity issue. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
U.S. attacks on Iran-backed radical Islamist militias in the Middle East will continue, according to one high-ranking White House advisor. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend that U.S. efforts will continue following two weekend rounds of attacks on dozens of targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. The U.S. says this is in retaliation for an earlier drone strike that killed three American troops and injured dozens more at a base in Jordan. Older New Yorkers being urged to roll up their sleeves, get themselves vaccinated against three potentially dangerous viruses.
Experts say the flu, COVID-19, and RSV can pose a serious threat to people who are 60 and older. Folks in that age group have ended up in the hospital or even lost their lives after getting infected. Medicaid can be used to cover the cost of these vaccines. A list of immunization sites can be found online. I'm Dave Collins.
A small plane crashes into a mobile home in Florida, killing three people. Details released now. The Federal Aviation Administration identifying those killed as a member of the flight crew and two individuals on the ground. The incident unfolded 7:08 p.m. Eastern when authorities received simultaneous calls about a structure fire and a mayday signal from the pilot of the aircraft, which had gone off radar about 3 miles from the runway of St. Pete Clearwater International Airport. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.